This spring, WNYC went to New York's most dynamic Main Street in Flushing, Queens. The city was amid the worst economic recession since the Great Depression, but immigrant business owners around downtown Flushing weren't feeling the pain as badly as those in other neighborhoods. In the latest installment of our Main Street series, producer Richard Yeh returned to Flushing to check in with a longtime business owner, and Richard joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Furious.
So Flushing is a major transit hub serving many immigrant enclaves in Northeast Queens. From the tremendous foot traffic on Main Street, you can hardly tell we're in the midst of an economic downturn.
Yeah, it's such an incredibly vibrant neighborhood. I love how you can just take the 7 train from Times Square and 40 minutes later, you feel like you've landed in Asia. And in recent years, Flushing has really grown and some say even overdeveloped. Bankers and real estate brokers there tell me that the attacks on September 11th really marked the beginning of a second growth spurt for Flushing's Chinatown, because downtown Manhattan was deeply affected by the attacks and many business owners turned to the already existing Chinatown in Flushing, plus all the transit options you've got there. You've got the 7 train terminal, Long Island Railroad Station, and more than 24 city buses that run through it all.
Now, Flushing's famous for its ethnic food, and there are some really great restaurants there. A recent study cited by the nation's Restaurant News says customers around the nation plan to spend 20% less per meal than they did a year ago. How about in Flushing? How are restaurants doing there?
You know, it's a little bit misleading to think that all the constant hustle and bustle on Main Street means that business there are immune from the recession, but in fact, they are hurting. I'll take one example. One of my favorite restaurants in Flushing is called Ice Fire Land, and it's a hot pot restaurant that opened in 2007. Timothy Chung is the owner, and he said that after Lehman Brothers collapsed last fall, things got really rough.
Customer drop around 30%. Before we have the Friday, Saturday, we have a lot of young kids from Wall Street come here. But these people all disappear.
Now, he said he's able to survive the downturn because 2 herbal stores that he also owns in Flushing are doing really well. And through my reporting, I've gotten to know Mr. Chung really well over the past few months. And he arrived in New York from Taiwan to go to college in the mid-70s. And since then, he's managed all kinds of businesses, from import-export to meat markets to restaurants.
Kind of a typical story for an immigrant business owner.
Right. And Chung decided that he would open this hot pot restaurant because the customers cook their own food at their tables. So he's not beholden to chefs' personalities. You know, maybe sometimes chefs have an off day and the business would be affected as a result. And he's able to have more control over the quality of the food. He's been in the business for some 30 years. He's no stranger to economic downturns. And he said he's already seen more return customers this year. And he's able to save on advertising and just rely on word of mouth.
That's maybe the wrong concept. Sometimes I say don't spend that kind of money to advertising. And I more trust the people to tell the people. You can see, and a lot of mama and Papa come to me and say, my daughter told me I must come here to eat it. So gradually, I think end of this year, I think I can make money.
Yeah, he says his sales are almost back to usual levels. And he's also the head of a Chinese restaurants association in Flushing. And his members try to maintain a good relationship with the Mets at City Field, which is just one subway stop away. They've already started selling food at the concession stands there. And they're hoping to lure the baseball crowd over to downtown Flushing before and after a game.
And his herbal stores, why are they doing so well?
Oh, he said he's seen more sick customers come in for herbal remedies, in some cases because they've lost their insurance or they just don't want to spend money on doctor's visits anymore. But he says his main income is actually from vitamins that immigrants here buy to send home to relatives.
Because a lot of people are from mainland China, the people working here, they send back for their kids, for their parents, so they buy a lot of vitamins. And other is fish oil. So this is a big portion of our business.
That's really interesting. I mean, we always hear about goods coming here from China, and you here have immigrants sending goods the other way around.
Yeah, American vitamins and fish oils are really popular, and as are ginseng from Wisconsin, believe it or not. And every year around the holidays, his sales do really, really well.
All right, thanks so much, Richard. WNYC's Richard Yeh. For more on our Main Street series, visit our news blog at WNYC.org.